Well, just before Rory comes to speak to us, we're going to hear from God's word now. And our reading today is from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, I'm going to hand over to Rory now, who's going to talk to us.
Morning all, very good to see you. I wonder what it is that makes your mum happy. Take a moment, if you're listening at home, and pause the preacher. This is something that people have been longing to do for me forever, but now you actually get to do it. Pause the preacher and turn to whoever it is that you're with and just have a little discussion about what it is that makes your mum happy. If your mum's no longer around, then perhaps you could just remember back to things that you knew she particularly enjoyed. Do that for a moment. I've got some suggestions for some things which I think might make mums happy. How about this? A mug. How many of you have this very morning enjoyed, breakfast in bed with a cup of tea lovingly made, dangerously and precariously perched on a tray by your children? Or what about a nice box of chocolates? Mum's favourite chocolates. Perhaps that's what makes mum happy. Or One of the things I've noticed about mums that they particularly enjoy is remembering back to when you were smaller, or when you were younger, shall I say. So they collect strange things, don't they, mum? These seem to make them very happy, not just remembering about them, but also embarrassing you with the remembrance of them. Here you are, here's a first pair of shoes. And mums sort of become all emotional and excited and happy by the idea of that. Along a similar vein, how about the first sports day medals you ever won? Or perhaps, as things get a bit older, it might be the picture of your first day in your secondary school uniform. And then I suppose there's a whole range of things, aren't there? Whether it's certificates for your grade 3 guitar, whether it's graduation, there's a lovely graduation photo, achievements that we've made that bring our mums much joy. But perhaps it's less to do with what you've done and more to do with just you, really, that makes your mum particularly happy. Maybe it's the telephone call. It's the WhatsApp. Something that's going to be increasingly important, isn't it, over these next few weeks and months. Perhaps it's the cuddle. Perhaps it's you saying, "I love you, Mum." Those are the things which makes mums happy. Whether you're with your mum today or not, I hope you've enjoyed smiling and remembering the things that make her happy. We're going to look in a moment back at what it was that made Jesus' mum particularly happy, and I think it's a bit of a surprise. But before we get there, let me pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning. Thank you that although it's different watching this on a screen rather than being in church together, you're still the same. You still love us, and you still want us to love you more and more. Thank you that you said the mark of your people, the mark of people who are in your family, is that they hear the word of God and obey it. Please help us to be true members of your family today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wonder if you could open, please, your Bible to Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. In fact, parents, if you're listening with children at home, what I'd love you to do is pause this again, and using the link below this video, please print out a copy of this. I'm going to put a link to Bible Gateway and these verses from the Bible in the International Children's Version. And having printed that out on a sheet of paper, I'd love you to give it to your children with some pens or pencils, mind the carpet. And I'm going to read it again. And as I read it, what I'd like to encourage you to do, children, grown-ups, please join in, is to circle or to underline all the things we find out about what God does from this part of the scriptures. So are you ready? I'm going to read it, this time in the International Children's Version of the Bible. So that's Luke chapter 1, starting to read at verse 46. Then Mary said, "My soul praises the Lord. My heart is happy because God is my Savior. I'm not important, but God has shown his care for me, his servant girl. From now on, all people will say I'm blessed because the powerful one has done great things for me. His name is holy. God will always give mercy to those who worship him. God's arm is strong. He scatters people who are proud and think great things about themselves. God brings down rulers from their thrones, and he raises up the humble. God fills the hungry with good things, but sends the rich away with nothing. God has helped his people Israel, who serve him. He gave them his mercy. God has done what he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his children forever." Did you notice what it was that Mary was particularly happy about? I think it's a surprise, isn't it? Mary, in this true story from the Bible, has just been told she's going to be a mum. How do you think she might be feeling? Well, she might be excited, she might be nervous, she might be proud, she might be surprised. All of those things would be very, very good answers. But here's the thing that she says. Glance down at verse 47, please. "My heart is happy." Now, that's probably not a huge surprise to us. Most mums, when they're told they're going to have a baby, are happy. They're excited. But it is a surprise that Mary is happy, that Mary is excited, because having a baby was going to make her life much more difficult. Children, let me let you into a secret, just in case you didn't know, but you make your mummy and daddy's lives much more difficult. They love you. They love the fact that it's much more difficult. But it is much more difficult. The arrival of this baby to Mary will make her life much more difficult because she isn't married. She's very young, and no one is expecting her to have a baby. She'll need to find money from somewhere. She'll probably need to find somewhere to live as well. And it's going to really make a mess of her relationship with her mum and her dad. So you see, it isn't an easy thing for her to hear that she's going to have a baby, but she says, "My heart is happy." I wonder if you can see why she says her heart is happy. Have a look again at verse 47. "My heart is happy because God is my Saviour. Because God, she says, is my mighty rescuing King. Now that's a surprise, isn't it? We've already said that it's a bit of a surprise that her heart is happy, but I don't think anyone would have guessed that the reason her heart is happy is because God is her mighty rescuing King. I wonder if when you chatted with your mums about the things that make them happy, whether they said, the reason my heart is happy is because God is my mighty rescuing King. But Mary knew what the birth of this baby meant, and so that's what she said. Far even beyond cuddles, cups of tea, and chocolate, the thing that makes her heart happy is that God is her Saviour. And that's a challenge to me. I'm someone who loves Jesus, but I need also to think, is that the reason my heart is happy? Is the thing that I'm most excited about, most happy about, the fact that God is my mighty rescuing King? Mary is great because she knows that's what she needs. Look down at verses 46 and 47, and I want you to count the number of times the word my comes up. That's the letter M and the letter Y, the M and the Y. How many times do you see that word, my, written in those three verses? Can you count them? It's three times, isn't it? My soul praises the Lord. My heart is happy because God is my Saviour. Mary knew she wasn't perfect. She knew she needed a mighty rescuing King. She wasn't even a mum yet, and yet she still knew she wouldn't be a perfect mum. If you're a mum or a dad here, you will know there is nothing like having children to show up your failings, to show up what the Bible calls your sin, to reveal that if you ever thought you were in any way perfect, that is a complete and utter fantasy. As much as we love our mums, and we do love them very, very much, we know they're not perfect. And if they're honest, they know they're not perfect either. Even this weekend, each of us will have been selfish. We will have been pleased with ourselves. We will have been angry, and we would have thought unkind things about others. And because of those things, we need to be rescued. But do you know what most people do? Most people just think, everyone's like that, and I'm no better or worse than anyone else, so that's fine. But it isn't. The way we treat God isn't okay, and the way we treat people who God loves and has made isn't okay. We deserve his punishment, and that is what will happen, unless we're like Mary, unless we can say, I need a Saviour. When I see someone doing something wrong, I sometimes think, oh, well, they need a Saviour. And maybe they do. But the challenge is to be like Mary, to be as brilliant as Mary is, because she says, my heart is happy because God is my Saviour. Now that's great news, my friends, because God can rescue anyone, mums and dads and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and aunties and grandmas and granddads. Anyone can be rescued by him as long as they recognize the powerful truth that Jesus' mum recognized, that she needs a Saviour. So let me ask you this morning, do you see yourself as someone who needs a Saviour? I wonder what other things you've drawn round on your sheet of paper. What other things you've underlined or ringed or coloured in. There's so much, isn't there, about what God has done, about what he's like. But do you see what Mary sings right at the bottom, if you've got it printed out on the sheet, right at the bottom of your sheet, verse 55. Here's a reason why Mary is so excited to have God as her Saviour. Can you read verse 55 there? It says, God has done what he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his children forever. Do you see, Mary's heart is happy because God has kept his promise. When someone keeps their promise to you, you know you can trust them, don't you? If mum promises there'll be ice cream for pudding, and then there is, not only is there great rejoicing, but also you know you can trust her. You can rely on what she says. If mum promises you can play on the Wii after tea, and she lets you, you know that her word is good. Mary hears the news that Jesus is going to be born, and she's happy because God is keeping his promise. Jesus is the rescuer that God promised would come right at the beginning of the Bible. And in God keeping his word, doing what he promised, Mary is really, really happy. So happy, in fact, she bursts into a song. She is thinking, here is someone I can rely on. Here is someone I can put my trust in. Now, this is also great news, particularly when we think back to what our week has been like. I don't know if your week's been anything like mine, but mine's been a bit like this. It's been a bit worrying, confusing, and sad. People we know and love have got sick, lost jobs, and had to separate themselves from their family and friends. And at a time like this, we need to know that we can rely on God because he keeps his promises. He always has done, and he always will. He promises to rescue his people and to never, never leave them. And that is sure and certain. That is good news, and news which God wants to encourage us with this morning. Let me pray. Lord God, we long to be like Mary. We long to be people whose heart is happy because God is our Saviour. We're so thankful for all of the things that you've shown us from your word this morning. We pray that we might trust and love you more. In Jesus' name, amen.